Oh, that's an interesting story. He worked in a lumber yard all his life, from the time he was a young man. So let's see, I guess I was 16 years old, 15 or 16 years old when the war ended in 1945. And there was a lumber yard in Hollister. I'm trying to think of the name of it now. What was the name of his lumber yard? Anyway, the nephew of the man who owned the lumber yard had been working in the shipyards. Roy Brown was his name, had been working in the shipyards and had made a lot of money. And he wanted to buy the lumber yard from his uncle and run it, but he didn't know anything about the lumber business. And he wanted my dad to go into partnership with him. And there was, my dad didn't have anything in those days. They went to the Bank of America and managed to get a loan for my dad to buy in as half as partner in this lumber yard. And that's how come he finally became co-owner of his own business.
So this Roy Brown was instrumental.
But he had to get a $30,000 loan to open the lumber yard, and there's no way the bank was going to loan him $30,000 with the lumber yard, half the lumber yard as collateral. And they said, you're going to need a co-signer on the loan. And my dad was at his mother's house, my grandmother's house, where she boarded these old Italians. There were four or five old Italian bachelors that came every day for lunch and dinner. And one of them's name was George Chicosa. And my dad was saying, well, he had this dream of going into this business, but there was no way the bank was going to lend him the money to go into this business. And George Chicosa says, hey, Zane, he says, let me go to the bank with you. He says, let me talk to them. And so George Chicosa went to the Bank of America with my dad, and they talked about the loan. And the bank manager says, well, Mr. Chicosa, will you co-sign the loan? And he says, yes, I'll co-sign it. And he said, well, then, okay.
This
And
guy had a bunch of money.
this was $30,000 in 1946.
Some million, like a million or more now.
Oh God, well, it's a lot anyway.
Yeah.
And a year later, the bank called my dad and said, we've got to renegotiate the loan. And my dad says, well, that's ridiculous. He says, a business is doing well. He says, this it's very secure. And they said, well, never mind. You've got to renegotiate the loan. So anyway, he went to George Jacosa and said, I need you to co-sign the loan again. And George Jacosa says, what kind of bullshit is that? He says, let's go talk to the bank. And he says, they went and talked to the bank, and they were insistent that George Jacosa co-sign the loan. So George Jacosa says, right in front of the bank manager, here, Zine. He took out his checkbook and he wrote a check for $30,000 and handed it to my dad. And he says, now pay the goddamn loan off. And he says, you can pay me the interest on the loan.